well, this is a job after all. You know, Barry is a great player. Unfortunately, over the last couple of years, he's had some trouble. You know, a lot of people said to me before this game actually started, you should win this match 5-0. With that, it actually brings its own pressure. I did it last year. I won 5-0. I rose to the pressure and actually felt less pressure last year. Tonight, I felt more of it because I wasn't myself. I was better than yesterday, but I still wasn't 100% there. Got the job done. That's about as much as I can say.
That's it. And it means that, you know, your hopes of making the knockout stages of this William Hill Grand Slam of Darts are very much alive. Slight improvement is an improvement.
Improvements are good. I actually based my whole career on improvement. I come to an event and I think, you know, how well have I done here before? Whenever I go to a Players' Championship finals, I think, I've won this before, I can win it again. I go to a World Championships, I think I've made the quarterfinals, I can actually get better. I come to this tournament thinking, well, I made the quarterfinals last year, I was in great form. Why can't I do it again? But now it's a case of finding what went right last year, as opposed to what is missing this year. There's just a little bit of buzz missing. And I just got to find that little bit of a fire in my belly. And I'm not just saying this, but I actually do believe that a game against Andy Hamilton might be it, because he's very animated. He likes to show his colours when he hits a double. And I think our game on Wednesday night is going to be colourful.
That's one way of describing it, certainly. You are very analytical of your game, Paul. And a lot of darts players say, you know, you can look at your throw and your stance and your practice and everything, but there's one thing which you very little you can do about it, and that's confidence and form.
I think with me, it's all about first dart. If I get that first dart right now, I can concentrate on the second one, and that's what I'm doing this week. Rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. You know, when a guitarist has a guitar on his hand, he wants to get the next string right. For us, it's a case of get the first dart right, and then after that, you get the second string right. With us, we've only got three strings. Now it's a case of get them all right, because if you don't, you're going home.
Andy Hamilton, his consistency this last sort of 12, 18 months has been phenomenal. You probably know what kind of performance you're going to have to pull out to beat him.
Yeah, probably the best performance of my season. I've had a few good ones this year, don't get me wrong. You know, I got the final of the Dutch Masters recently and played really, really well, but that was away from the cameras. You know, there wasn't a big crowd there. But drawing on that experience and the fact that I actually got that far, I've got to get down deep. I know that now. You know, I'm not feeling